Proclamation number 3564 of 1st of October, 1945. Weakness of will. Danger of death. Natural event. Man is weak and helplessly exposed to the powers of darkness if he does not call upon God for help. But this weakness only affects his soul, which is why he can be strong and powerful on earth and seemingly does not need help. It is his body which is given strength from below if he ignores God and thereby confesses his affiliation to his adversary. The soul, however, is weak and despondent. It is bound and feels the bondage as torment without being able to release itself from it because of its weakness of will. And only the call of God, the call of Jesus as Redeemer of the world, can help it gain strength of will so that it can determine the body to change its way of life and turn fully towards God, i.e., that the body agrees with the soul and now pursues other aims than worldly ones. Without God's help and grace, the human being achieves nothing, and his soul remains in thickest cover, in darkness and therefore without realization. And although his earthly life does not reveal any lack of strength, the death of the body ends the state of strength and the soul enters the kingdom of the beyond completely without strength. It has lived its earthly life in vain, without any spiritual success. Its earthly successes are transient and without influence on life and eternity. And thus countless souls will enter the beyond, naked and bare and dwelling in darkness, because they do not acknowledge God on earth and call upon Him for mercy. And God remembers these souls by wanting to make Himself known to them in a very special way, by wanting to reveal Himself to them in an extraordinary way. He places them in a situation where earthly power and strength are powerless, where they are helplessly at the mercy of another power, where the elements of nature embody this power for them and they're seemingly at their mercy without salvation. He places them in a situation where they have to call upon Him, but without forcing their will. In view of the mortal danger they're in, they're to find their way to Him, they're to learn to recognize a power which is stronger than any earthly power and surrender to this power in faithful trust that it will help. The hour of mortal danger can still bring about a change in individual people's mind, and then they will be saved even if they lose their physical life, for they will enter the beyond with a different mind and can more easily find the path there which leads upwards. But those who remain alive can still use this until the end for their spiritual maturity. For the sake of the few, God will speak and show Himself to humanity. He will use the lost means before the downfall, which can still bring about a change of thinking in those who are not completely stubborn and hardened of heart. And for the sake of these few, He still hesitates with the final destruction of earth, for He seeks to save every soul from the renewed course through creation which wants to be saved. But anyone who has not recognized Him even then has to travel that path without mercy. There is no longer any possibility for him to change on this earth, for he has fully committed himself to the powers of darkness and therefore also enters its kingdom, the kingdom of banished spirits, which have to atone for their sins through an infinitely long time of being bound in solid matter, in the creations on the new earth. Amen.